Hi there, this is DJ Mr. Nick, host of Bridging the Gap, here to remind you that Hawaii Public Radio, and more importantly, streaming content of this station is kept alive from donations and support from our listeners. It's 10 p.m. in the islands. Welcome to Bridging the Gap. My name is DJ Mr. Nick. For tonight's show, we're trying something a little different. I'm doing an entire show of long cuts. Longer songs, a lot of them clocking in right around 10 minutes. Most of them pushing around 20. So it will be a challenging episode. Some rock, some jazz, some experimental. All pure public radio. If you're looking for the set list, it can be found up on our website at hawaiipublicradio.org by searching Bridging the Gap. And especially for a show like this, any questions or comments, shoot me an email at djmrnick@hawaiipublicradio.org. I timed it out. There's only going to be about 8 songs played tonight, but they will be epic. But you know, the classical music DJs do this all the time, so here you go. Sit back, relax, buckle in.
It's 10:06, and we're Bridging the Gap with Mr. Nick on Hawaii Public Radio.
Starting off this first hour, Bridging the Gap, a show about really, really long songs. I'm starting with this song called The End. This is an easy one, of course, by The Doors, written apparently in a dark, or composed or performed or recorded in a dark room with just one candle burning, as the story goes. If you're just tuning in, tonight's show is entirely long songs. Our shortest one clocking in at 9 minutes, the longest pushing 20. It's going to be songs ranging from jazz to punk to classic rock. We're Bridging the Gap here, member supported, Hawaii Public Radio 1.
This is the end, beautiful friend. This is the end, my only friend, the end of our elaborate plans, the end of everything that stands, the end, no safety or surprise, the end, I'll never look into your eyes again. Can you we'll be right back.
There's danger on the edge of town. Ride the king's highway, baby. Weird scenes inside the gold mine. Ride the highway west, baby. Ride the snake. Ride the snake to the lake, the ancient lake, baby. The snake is long, 7 miles. Ride the snake. He's old and his skin is cold. The West is the best. The West is the best. Get here and we'll do the rest. The blue bus is calling us. The blue bus is calling us. Driver, where you taking us? The killer awoke before dawn. He put his boots on. He took a face from the ancient gallery and he walked on down the hall. He went into the room where his sister lived and then he paid a visit to his brother and then he walked on down the hall. And he came to a door, and he looked inside. Father, yes, son, I want to kill you. Mother, I want to. Come on, baby, take a chance with us. Come on, baby, take a chance with us. Come on, baby, take a chance with us and meet me at the back of the blue bus. Do not blue rock on the blue bus. Thank you.
this is the end. Beautiful friend, this is the end. My only friend, the end. It hurts to set you free, but you'll never follow me. The end of laughter and soft lies. The end.
Starting off our first hour of Bridging the Gap in the special, very long song edition, where I'm doing an entire show of long songs. It's going to be about four songs an hour. The classical music DJs do this all the time, so I'm trying it out. Sharing with you one of my favorites. This is Charles Mingus and the Haitian Fight Song. It starts off with just wonderful little upright bass, and then this thing simmers into a boil and then spills right on over. It's one of the most intense pieces of jazz I had heard when I first started listening, and it still sounds just as powerful to this day. My name is DJ Mr. Nick. We are Bridging the Gap here, member supported Hawaii Public Radio 1. You're listening to Charles Mingus with the Haitian Fight Song. Comes off an album called The Clown. My name is DJ Mr. Nick. We're Bridging the Gap here, member supported of a public radio. And support for Bridging the Gap comes from Chaminade University, believing that a supported community is a healthy community, offering a master's in criminal justice. Learn more at chaminade.edu. If you're just tuning in tonight, we're doing long songs. Most of these clocking in over 10 minutes in length. I've never done this kind of show before. I'm just super, super excited about it. If you're looking for the set list, it can be found up on our website at hawaiipublicradio.org. So in picking songs that that are long in length, I was looking for songs that basically tried to tell a story, either songs that are usually too long for me to play on this show, or songs that really told a narrative throughout them, and or took you on some sort of sonic journey. One of those that I can, and one of the reasons I'm doing this show is a song called 3 Days by Jane's Addiction, which is what I'm going to play next, comes off an album called Ritual de lo Habitual. And it is a song about the singer Perry Farrell and his girlfriend at the time, Casey, having a weekend-long heroin-filled orgy with a friend of theirs named Ziola Blue. Heroin-filled orgy. Anyway, she, after the weekend was over, they went back to recording the album, and she was found dead of an apparent heroin overdose. And this is what's left of it. 3 Days by Jane's Addiction.
but never will again. We miss you, my dear Zyola. I prepared the room tonight for Christmas lights.
I also want to just point out that Jane's Addiction, recording this album, were basically falling apart as they were recording this. This is the one song on the entire album where the entire band was together in the same room recording, and it just so happens to be the longest track on here. Other than that, it was all done in pieces because they were just hating each other. So, one other just fun piece of trivia. We're bridging the gap.
I am proud.
You're listening to Jane's Addiction, a song called 3 Days off their Ritual de lo Habitual album. If you're just tuning in, we're doing a very different kind of Bridging the Gap. I'm running through long songs this evening, most of them clocking in well over 10 minutes. This is a new one. This is Karen O teaming up with Danger Mouse. The song called Lux Prima, brand new music here, actually. And it's like 3 songs in one. Karen O, the singer for the Ya Ya Ya's, Danger Mouse, an electronic music producer, famous for doing an album called The Gray Album, which was Jay-Z's The Black Album, mashed in with the Beatles' White Album. He got sued by the Beatles, not Jay-Z. Anyway, this is a song called Lux Prima. My name is DJ Mr. Nick. We're Bridging the Gap here, member-supported Hawaii Public Radio. This one clocking in about 9 minutes long.
Thank you.
So you just heard new music from Karen Ann, Karen O and Danger Mouse. A song called Lux Prima, a new single from them. From this into the Chemical Brothers off their album called Further, a song called Escape Velocity. And you hear it and you just go, it's exactly what the name entails. It's a song of high velocity, basically. And to listen to this, you have to understand the Chemical Brothers. This is a song that they do in gigantic stadiums with huge light shows, huge visuals, things behind them, behind the stage, and it's one big psychedelic explosion. Anyway, my name is DJ Mr. Nick. We're bridging the gap here, member supported Hawaii Public Radio, winding out the first hour of a show of featuring just very long songs. So far, we've gone through five.
We'll be right back.
You're listening to the Chemical Brothers. A song called Escape Velocity comes off an album called Further. The album itself, you can listen to front to back. All the songs connect, and it's just beautiful. My name is DJ Mr. Nick, winding out this first hour of this long song format episode of Bridging the Gap here on member-supported Hawaii Public Radio, KHPR Honolulu, KKUA Wailuku, KAN Ohilo, KHPH Kailua Kona, and KIP Alehui, streaming live on the web at hawaiipublicradio.org. We return with a few more long songs right after the break. Thank you, thank you, thank you so much for listening.
It's 11:06. We're Bridging the Gap with Mr. Nick on Hawaii Public Radio.
So I'm starting the second hour Bridging the Gap with the song that inspired this whole long format version of the show. Oh, good evening. My name is DJ Mr. Nick. Thank you for tuning in. And if you've survived to the second hour, thank you very much. This is an artist named Terry Riley. And this is a single called You're No Good. This was originally recorded in the 60s, but not released until the year 2000. It's clocks in at about 20 minutes, 31 seconds. And Terry Riley himself is an American composer. He's still alive in his 80s. And he's associated with the minimalist school of Western classical music. This song in particular, called You're No Good, is just, it's not so much a whole lot of noise as that if you actually look at the cover, it's a picture of the mushroom cloud of an atomic bomb, and it just sounds like the total apocalypse. However, in about a minute and a half from now, it's going to kick into a really pretty soul song. That soul song is going to start to get looped and looped as he starts to pull out certain vocal elements for you to focus in on. And then it just gets crazier and crazier. It goes back to this chaos and then goes back into the soul. Never heard of this before. It just kind of came up on a random playlist. And so just thought I'd share it with you. Long format songs tonight on Bridging the Gap here. Member supported Hawaii Public Radio. After this, NOFX with a song called The Decline. If you're looking for the set list, it can be found up on our website at hawaiipublicradio.org by searching Bridging the Gap. And because this is an experimental show, your feedback is always greatly appreciated. My email is djmrnick, djmrnick, at hawaiipublicradio.org. And let us know how we're doing here at the station and drop us a line at mail, M-A-I-L, at hawaiipublicradio.org. Oh, also, you can become a sustaining member. And today, they're doing the Big Island Candies promotion, too. You can do that at hawaiipublicradio.org by clicking the donate button. All right. Terry Riley with You're No Good.
If you
So just in case you're tuning in and you're going, man, this chick's turntable is totally broken. It's not. It's just the song. You are listening to a song called You're No Good from Terry Riley. Terry Riley being a composer in the Minimalist School of Western Classical Music. In this song, showcasing a lot of heavy looping, as well as some incredibly dark, heavy-sounding reverb, which will come back into the mix a little later. My name is DJ Mr. Nick. We're bridging the gap here, member-supported Hawaii Public Radio. Challenging yet tonight, doing longer format songs, this one clocking in at about 20 minutes long. Before I forget, we do have weather. There's a high surf warning for north and west faces of Kauai, Oahu, Molokai, and north-facing shores of Maui. High surf advisory for north-facing shores of the Big Island. This evening, scattered showers mainly after midnight, partly cloudy with a low around 67 degrees. Oh, stay chilly. North-northeast winds of 10 miles per hour and a 30% chance of rain. Tomorrow, for your happy hump day, scattered showers before noon, mostly sunny with a high near 79. Breezy with a northeast wind of 9 to 14 miles per hour, increasing upwards of 21 miles per hour in the morning. Actually, upwards of 29 miles per hour and a 30% chance of rain. My name is DJ Mr. Nick. We're bridging the gap. Because I promised a lot of theme and variation for the music coming out of tonight's show, I'm going to pull this one just a few minutes, not even a few minutes early, 7 minutes early, and get to some NOFX. I'm going to play a song called The Decline, also clocking in just shy of 20 minutes. The difference with this as opposed to what you just heard is that this is not avant-garde composing. This is a straight hardcore punk rock song. Really, truly a straight punk song. However, clocking in at an epic 18 minutes long. It is also a very, oh, it's still playing, nuts. A very long political rant, too. So know that all the opinions in this do not in any way shape my opinion or that of this radio station. This single in particular, if you get the original DJ CD that was sent to record stations, it says in the inner liner notes, it says, this is the CD to go use the bathroom to or get high to. I just thought that was really funny. Anyway, either way, it's a really, really incredible song for a punk band.
Never.
Tuning in and going, man, this, I I thought punk songs are usually really short, like 2 to 3 minutes. This is a song called The Decline by NoFX. Anyway, yeah, the song called The Decline by NoFX. If you're just tuning in, my name is DJ Mr. Nick. We're doing long songs this evening, squeezing in about 4 per hour. There's so much I didn't get to play tonight, or I'm not going to be able to play, but tried to pick the best. And especially like for a show like tonight's, the feedback is always greatly appreciated. Like it, hate it, whatever. Shoot me an email at djmrnick@hawaiipublicradio.org. We'll be right back. You're listening to NoFX with their punk epic called The Decline. I don't know if you call this an EP or a single. The CD itself, it just has the one song on it. But what a doozy it is. My name is DJ Mr. Nick. We're bridging the gap here, member supported of IU Public Radio. For tonight's show, doing something a little special, a little different. Long format songs. A lot of these songs I've wanted to play for you for years. Probably wanted to play throughout my entire, 10 years as a radio DJ, and I'm getting the opportunity. Hope you like it. Hopefully you're still listening after something like that. But it's designed to test the limits as well as turn you on to something new and different, something you wouldn't usually hear. And that, my friends, is what public radio is for. And I cannot thank you enough for being here night after night to listen, and more importantly, to be as brave as you are to actually experience this stuff. You know you're a rare breed if you listen to public radio. You just know it. All right. Gonna play music from John Coltrane. This is off his 1963 New Directions album. This is brand new, newly released album, about a month old now. The catch. A lot of these are recordings that have not been released yet, some of them completely untitled. This is My Favorite Things, one of his most well-known songs, however, different take on it. Thing to know is that 1963 was the year, the schism or the turning point in John Coltrane's career, when he ended his kind of love affair with bop and hard bop and then ventured into a brave new territory. So it's you can hear and kind of experience the transition in his thought process throughout this CD. Anyway, it's a long one too. 17 and a half minutes, but worth it. My name is DJ Mr. Nick. We're Bridging the Gap here, member supported of Value Public Radio 1. Thank you. If you're just tuning in, you're listening to John Coltrane with My Favorite Things, coming off a newly released 1963 New Directions album. This is John Coltrane at his very most pivotal, coming out of the bop era, moving on into his experimental fusion phase. We're doing long format songs tonight, songs that usually clock in well over around 10 minutes, if not a whole lot longer, for tonight's session of Bridging the Gap. Which means I only got to fit about 8 songs into each hour. It's kind of torture, but it's kind of awesome at the same time. I feel like a classical music DJ. Like I should be running around the studio. But I'm not. I'm just sitting here enjoying this music with you. And how wonderful that is. My name is DJ Mr. Nick, winding out the session of Bridging the Gap here, a member supported Hawaii Public Radio. Echoes with John DiLibretto is coming up in about 10 minutes. We'll be right back. John Coltrane with My Favorite Things, coming off the new 1963 New Directions album. I'm going to close out here with an excerpt of, if we're going to talk about and do a show about long format songs, I'm going to have to play
John Coltrane, McCoy Tyner, Jimmy Garrison.
All right. I'm going to have to play some Sleep. This is a band, and I'm going to play their most famous song, which is called Dope Smoker. We're not going to get too far into this, 4 minutes left in the show, but this song, this band is famous for, the genre is stoner rock or sludge or just kind of slow, hard to describe. Anyway, it's very heavy and in a way very warm. And this song in particular, Dope Smoker, is over an hour long. Could you imagine recording that? I don't know how they did it. But Sleep with Dope Smoker. Closing out this long format version of Bridging the Gap here, member supported, Hawaii Public Radio 1. So, Sleep and Dope Smoker. Though the song runs in over an hour, it wasn't recorded in one take. It was very hard, took over a month to do, but was recorded in pieces because, as they say, reel to reel does not run that long. And so they had to kind of do it in sections and then kind of piece the whole thing together. It was recorded alongside another song called Jerusalem. You're tuned to KHPR Honolulu, KKUA Wailuku, KANO Hilo, KHPH Kailua Kona, and KIPL Lehui, streaming live on the web at HawaiiPublicRadio.org. My name is DJ Mr. Nick. Thank you so much for putting up with me and tolerating this very long format special of Bridging the Gap here, member supported Hawaii Public Radio. Keeping it bluesy tomorrow, I think. We'll see you tomorrow night after Evening Jazz with Charles Huston. Good night.